Hi, it's Dave. Last week, Tesla announced they are going to do an at-the-market stock offering and sell up to $5 billion worth of stock over time. But this morning, we learned that Tesla went on an immediate selling spree and sold the entire $5 billion worth of stock last week. In this video, I'm going to be asking why and sharing my thoughts. So typically, when a company does an at-the-market stock offering, they gradually sell shares over time. That's the benefit of an at-the-market stock offering. It allows the company the flexibility to space out the selling of their shares at the discretion of the company. So the company can sell more shares if they think the stock price is high, and if the stock price is too low, then they might not sell any shares. So when Tesla announced their at-the-market stock offering last week, it was assumed that they would gradually sell up to $5 billion over time. So it comes as a surprise when we learned this morning from a regulatory filing that Tesla sold all $5 billion of their stock offering as of last Friday. So on Tuesday, they announced the offering, and then they sold all $5 billion by Friday, just a few days later. All right, first of all, selling $5 billion worth of stock in a couple days is definitely not going to help the stock price. That's a lot of selling pressure and most likely contributed to Tesla's stock price dropping last week, even though there are some other factors like the overall markets. Second, this quick sale is puzzling because Tesla could have probably raised more money if they would have done a regular common stock offering. The stock price was close to $500 a share last week, and they could have sold the shares closer to that through a regular offering. So why would Tesla announce an at-the-market offering, but then immediately sell all $5 billion worth of stock? All right, here's a few possibilities. One, it's possible that Tesla could be intentionally trying to put a cap on their stock price. This is not unprecedented. For example, in the past, Reed Hastings from Netflix has warned investors, even in their shareholder letter, that he thinks the stock price is getting ahead of itself. And Elon Musk has also mentioned the same thing over the years. But this at-the-market offering could have been a strategy by Tesla to halt what they deemed was a melt-up in the stock price, and ultimately a distraction. Because with such a melt-up, there's likely going to be a big spike down at some point, and that would be an unhelpful distraction as well, especially to Tesla employees. Imagine working for a company where you hold stock and also stock options, and the stock goes up 50%, say in a few weeks, and drops 50% a couple months later. And you'd think that Tesla employees would be just focused on their work. But Tesla employees are just people like you and me, and the ups and downs of their portfolio matter a lot to them. So it's possible that Tesla felt it was time to step in. And the goal wasn't per se to maximize the amount of money they could raise at high prices. Rather, they didn't mind raising some money, but they also wanted to bring some stability to the stock, which they thought had risen too high. Now, of course, this is just one explanation and could be totally off. I just want to put it out there because I think it's important to look at things from different angles. All right, here's another explanation that could make even more sense. It's possible that the S&P 500 committee approached Tesla a couple weeks ago and said they wanted to include them in the S&P 500, but they had liquidity concerns, meaning Tesla's float isn't very large because Elon holds over 20% of the company. And shorts have borrowed about 8% of the float that needs to be paid back, so those shares aren't available either. So when the S&P 500 index funds are required to buy Tesla stock for the inclusion, it's possible it could drive up the price on a stock that's already experienced massive gains. So to help the issue, the S&P 500 committee could have told Tesla that in order to be added to the index, they needed to do a stock offering. And maybe the $5 billion at-the-market stock offering was a compromise, provided that Tesla sell the entire amount of the offering quickly. What this does is, if this theory is correct, is it paves the way for the inclusion of Tesla to the S&P 500. Now, Tesla has already met all the qualifications to be included in the S&P 500, the biggest qualification being having been GAAP profitable for the past year and last quarter. But even if a company is eligible to join the S&P 500, they still need to be invited and added to the index by the S&P 500 committee. And it's in the power of that committee to deny inclusion to any company. And while we like to think that the process is completely objective, the reality is there's always subjective influences in processes like this. And so it's likely that each member of the S&P 500 committee carries their own biases and opinions regarding Tesla. And I can't see how that doesn't impact their decision. I mean, of all the stocks out there in the stock market, Tesla is probably one of the most, if not the most, controversial. And it's often those in finance that don't get disruptive innovation. And as a result, they're disturbed solely about high valuations. For example, most of Amazon's history, they were derided by Wall Street as an overpriced stock that will never make significant profits. And you see a similar critique with Tesla over the years. So it's entirely possible that the S&P 500 carries some bias, and because of that, they're holding off on including Tesla. Some people are saying that Tesla shouldn't be included in the index because they make money from the sale of regulatory credits. And without those credits, Tesla wouldn't be GAAP profitable. While true to a certain extent, I disagree with this argument, since Tesla has said that regulatory credits are consistent and growing over time, so it's not just a quarterly blip. And further, Tesla has focused their business on becoming profitable even without regulatory credits, and I think we'll see that as Model Y ramps. I've said this many times before, but the Model Y makes Tesla into a cash cow, since all their expenses are already covered by the Model S, X, and 3. So whatever new gross profit comes in with the Model Y, it goes almost directly to the bottom line and increases profit. This is one of the most underestimated and underappreciated things about Tesla's financial position. Namely, every car line after the Model 3 just adds billions and billions of dollars of profit to Tesla's bottom line. All right, lastly, I want to give another possibility of why Tesla raised the $5 billion offering so quickly when they didn't need to. It's entirely possible that it had nothing to do with the S&P 500 or with Tesla wanting to dampen the stock price. Rather, it's possible Tesla just wanted to raise some extra cash, and they thought that the at-the-market offering would give them the most flexibility. And then, after announcing the offering on Tuesday, Elon Musk, let's say, wakes up on Wednesday or Thursday morning and calls up Zach Kirkhorn, their CFO, and says, "Hey, Zach, let's sell $5 billion of stock today." And Zach is like, "All right, boss, whatever you say." And then they do it. And it sounds kind of crazy, but if you know how Tesla works, it's entirely possible. All right, I want to hear from you guys. What do you think? Why do you think Tesla raised their $5 billion stock offering so quickly when they didn't need to? Is S&P 500 inclusion just around the corner, or is the S&P 500 going to push off inclusion even further? If this video has been helpful, hit the like button and consider subscribing. In this channel, we're looking at investment topics from both quantitative and qualitative angles, trying to get beneath the surface of things, asking that extra question. Seriously, so many people stop asking questions too soon. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.